today's topic of Omer Rashi. Not only Adayim L'chulun U'lamayisa L'chuma, Adayim L'hen B'netila, for these things, Chulun, Maisa, and Chuma, Netila is sufficient. The B'netila, the Kli, using a Kli, Shein V'ala Revias Maim, it only requires a Revias of water. U'kadash Matbilin, Avalecho Shlomim, Echatas, Boshim, L'kahanim, even the different Karbonis, Yesh Malas, Etzorach L'hatlo, Yadayim, Barboyim, So, you have to go to a Mikra, Barboyim, So, full size mikvah, and between all the hands. We're not dealing with a tumah per se of the hands. We're talking about the stam hands, which you have to mitire. There's no tumah there. Deraisa hamatam is called a goof, which would affect the whole body. You still require a tefillah mikvah. Well, lachatas liga b'mechatas, which is mayim hamikudoshim be'efer pora lahazus mehem al tamei mesim. Water which has been had the ashes of the paraduma put into it for the purpose of using it to be matar people. Yeshmalam Yisera, from regards to that water, there's another level of mila, of advantage or chumrah. She nitmu yada b'achas min adavorim hatatam esayidayim loisakuf. If his hand touches one of the things which halachically does not matam of the body, and the Chum made a din d'rabbanan that it is matam of the hands, kagayin v'lad atuma, person calling him a kabbal tuma from an avatuma, he touches the v'lad atuma, he's really tor, because the armasakan of his hands become tame, couldn't save her, v'chol tumas shehem midir v'sarim, all those tumas which are d'rabbanan, so nitma guf. The whole body you have to put in the so Marla Salad, which is Zeg, Gaboy Mizem, Midibre Serfim, these older abundance. The reason why it's mentioned here, Gabi Hilchos Aregel, which is dealing with the Halachos of Yom Tov, Yishyesh B'Serfim Hilchos Regel, the end of all of these Mishnayas, it does talk about the Halachos, how it applies to the Regel. That even the rest of the year Amiratzim we have chumras of tuma vis-a-vis the Amor because of the Amorites. During Regal, they're tor. That's besides Chumra Bekodesh. That's the end of Parak Chumra Bekodesh, which is the third parak. Tzav lechulin huksach lechulin void zoom ma'ilo. Another chumra, which chumra created, another set of chumras, is tov lechulin huksak lechulin klarman yiskaban litvul l'shem chulin osr l'maiser. So if he's tov l'shem chulin, so he's huksak as lashon kavana klarman yiskaban l'hamid gufay becheskes tohar lechulin. So he's intended to make himself tov lechulin, and that's worked, but not for anything else. Lamaiser Shani Hanechel Yerushalayim. So it works with Meiser, etc. Let's say he was Tovavolei Huchzak. Lo Niskavan L'Shem Tefilas Tahari. He had no intention for the purpose of making himself Torah. Elo L'Rechitza Balma. He went into this body of water for the purpose of washing himself. Kilo Loi Tova. So he was not Tova at all. The next chum which we had over here was that big day am ha'oritz are medris leprushim. Medris means avatuma. We gave it a derbon and a halacha ben avatuma, the tamei adam kelim, which will make people tamei, will make kelim tamei. Kemedris hazov, the same way by medris hazov, shematamei adam kelim. Medris are the areas, the five ways that are. A zov can create an avatuma on a kli, standing, sitting, lying, leaning, and hanging on it, being tall on it. It's supporting his weight. Anyway, that supports his weight. If a person touches the bed that the zov lied on, the person is mechuyev is tamei, and the person is tamei to the extent that the person's clothing are also tamei, and he has to wash his clothing that he was wearing when he touched the bed. That's called medras. So Bidei Amoras are medras the Prushim. Lo Eichle Chulein B'Tahara. Prushim are people which eat Chulein B'Tahara. But Bidei Prushim are considered medras Lo Eichle Chuma. Kahanim. Again, these are levels of chumra of the rabbanans. Shamru, they said, she'ein shmiras tarosin shel elu, chashuva shmira eitzel elu. So the person who's a porish and is careful to eat things with tahara is not considered a sufficient level of shmira for the purpose of shuma. So he dealt with it as if he wasn't shomer. If he wasn't shomer, so we're machmer the potential for tumas. And since we deal with it as if there was no shmir at all, so God's behind me big day. And well, if you're not being careful, it's very possible Shema Yoshua behind Ishtar Nidu. So his clothing could be told me the level of a medras because his wife sat on them. Behind medras Anidu. Halachim Befarash Lo, Perak Hashoichet. That's the second perak in Chumah. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, Chulin Umaiser mi boyu Natilas Yadayim. So the Mishnah says that there's a din of Natilas Yadayim for Chulin and for Maiser.
Shuma, Kaddish,
Shuma, and Shuma. So is it really a halacha of Natila for Chulin or Maiser? Veraminu. Veramin, he'll ask you a stira. This is Mishnah, and it says this Bikurim. In the second parak of Bikurim, it's writes contrast between Shuma, Bikurim, and Maiser. And basically gives you things that only Bikurim have, only Shuma have, only Maiser have. Then it talks about things which Shuma and Bikurim have in common, other different than Maiser. Shuma and Maiser have in common different than Bikurim, etc. It goes through all the possibilities. So it says in the following Mishnah, Shuma va Bikurim, Shuma and Bikurim have in common, different than Maiser Sheni, that Chayobin Aleim Misa. The person eats them, he's chayim misa b'dei shemayim,
which is not true, but Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is a love.
V'chayim misa, a person eats them, b'shagei, he's mechuyot to replace it with that amount, plus another fifth. V'asal l'zorim, shum and bikurim are also to non-kahanim to eat, which doesn't apply to Maaser Sheni. V'hein nichse kayin, the kohen can do whatever he wants with it. To, you know, he has full ownership. He can use it to mekadesh an isha. Whereas Maaser Sheni, where Meir Shita's or Maaser Sheni's mom and gavoya doesn't belong to the person. The person with mekadesh an isha with Maaser Sheni, like we had in Sefer Kedushin, she would not be mekadeshes according to Meir. It's not his to be mekadesh. V'olam bechor meya, their share bittul is one in a hundred. Whereas Maaser Sheni isn't. V'tun and Natilas Yadayim. And they both require Natilas Yadayim, which means that Maaser Sheni does not. And if Maaser Sheni does not, obviously Kal v'chomer Chulin does not. V'harav Shemesh, person who's Tomei, cannot. So as soon as he goes to the mikveh, becomes a Tvil Yarm, he's allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. But for Chuma Bikurim, you need hair of Shemesh. Not only does that after the person goes to the mikvah, the sun sets. And once the nighttime comes, then they're allowed to eat Chuma. Then it's considered Torah for Chuma and for Bikurim. Re'la b'chuma Bikurim, Mashain came to Maiser. So all these things do not apply to Maiser. So there's no Natilas Yadayim by Maiser, Mikal Koshkin, Bechulin. So Kasha, Maiser, are Maiser, Kasha, Chulin, are Chulin. So it's Astira and Maiser and Astira and Chulin from these two Mishnayos. So more says like this. Mishlam and Maiser are Maiser Lakasha. I could theoretically answer the Astira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah of the Mishnah of the Bikurim regards to Maiser and Har Meir Har Rabbanan. We'd be told in Machlekes or Meir and Rabbanan. What's that? It's not. This is a mission of Masechtas Pora. Kolton bias mayim midivrei sefer. Anything which midrabbanan requires that a person goes to the mikvah, so bias mayim, it's tumas derabanan, which are mechayiv, make the body tame. It's called tumas gevia. So, what level of tumah are they? So we know that a chulin and maaser sheni can become a rishon or a sheni. If a sheni of would touch chulin or maaser, thereby needing the tumah it would theoretically generate would be a shlishi. It's not tumah. Shuma can become a shlishi, cannot become a revi. Kaddish can become even a revi. So, if I give these tumas, which require bias mayim and dirabonan alocha v'sheni, they will not make chulin and maaser tame. They will make shuma into a shlishi, and kurdish into a shlishi, which could potentially make a revi. So sometimes Chazal use the language when referring to something which it itself is tame, but it cannot generate more tuma. We call it posel. Something which it itself is tame has a character of tame something else. We call it tame. So we give these halachas, halacha b'sheni, and therefore matamas a kurdish. They make kurdish, which should become a shlishi and a revi, tome. So now the shlishi can generate a revi. Uposel is a truma, but it makes truma a shlishi, and that's it. It ends there. So it's something called posel. It itself can't be used, but it doesn't generate any tuma. Well, this will not impact chulin meiser at all. So this person can eat chulin. He's a sheni. He can eat chulin. He can eat meiser. The mayor, the chachamim oisrim the meiser. Chachamim say no, that in regards to meiser, he can't eat it. So Morris is saying the same way. That's true. So yadayim stam yadayim which have din of a sheni would require an atila according to the chachamim for the purpose of meiser. So meiser on meiser, I could answer that our mishnah is going to the chachamim, and that mishnah over there is going like your mayor. According to the mayor, it doesn't require. And anyway, that mishnah over there is a mayor because it says that meiser is not nichse, that shuma and bikurim are owned by their owner, and meiser is not. So I mean, after mayor sheet, that's meiser, it's mamon gavoya. So it's not just a theoretical pshat that the town of the mishnah is a mayor, that's taka pshat, the town of the mishnah is a mayor. But that'll answer meiser, meiser, l'chulin, l'chulin, kasha. But,
yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, then you've got these mishnahs are both stam mishnahs, right?
Right.
So, don't we generally say stam mishnah is a mayor?
We do, but if we have to, it's definitely not. It's not an ironclad rule. The more can say otherwise if they need to. Samura says, but with chulin we still have the problem. Samura says, loikash. Kan bachila, kan menagia. The Mishnah, our Mishnah is talking about if he wants to eat them, he has to wash his hands. The Mishnah over there in Bikurim is referring to if he wants to touch them. So, but shuma and bikurim, you must wash your hands even just to touch them, and that's not true by meiser or by chulin. Maskul or Rasima Barashi. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanon aleder mayor elavach hila de meiser. That the mayor holds it doesn't need bias mayim, so be no halacha of natila either. And the chamim hold there would be a halacha of natila. Avanagia de meiser ubachila de chulin lo pligi. It comes to touching meiser, they would agree to a mayor that there's no halacha of tevila or netila. And bechila dechulin, again, the more is assuming that we have no halacha of netila according to the chachamim. because the Mishnah says Kol Tom Bias Mayim Adibri Sefer Matamas HaKadosh Pasa Chuma Mutter L'Chulin L'Maiser Chomim Oysen B'Maiser. But by Chulin they have no requirements. There's no dinim of that this tumma generates any requirements for Chulin at all. So it's not better than Stam Yadayim, and that Mishnah is talking about the Mishnah of the Mishnah Poro is talking about Negiya and Nechila, right? So the Chum are not Mechayiv and the Tila for Chulin. So what's our Mishnah talking about? He's saying, well, our Mishnah talking about for Chulin, you need to wash your hands for Achila. So more answers, Ela Idi B'Idi B'Achila. So the Mishnah over here is talking about Achila, and the Mishnah in Bikurim is talking about Achila. And Lakasha Kan B'Achila de Nahama, Kan B'Achila de Peri. Depends if you're eating bread or you're eating fruit. Damar Nachman, Kol Nitl Yadav L'Peris, Reza Megasei Ruach. By Chulin, washing your hands for Peris of Chulin is Megasei Ruach. With Petruma and Bikurim, there's a Loch of Matila for Peris. Not only for bread, but even for Peris, there's a Loch of Matila. That applies to Truma and Bikurim and not to Meiser. There's no Loch of Matila Sidayim for Meiser to eat of Paris, to eat Meiser Paris, only for bread.
And
well, that Mishnah of Kol Tom Bias Mayim Adibri Sefer from Matamas HaKadosh Pesach HaTruma Mutter L'Chulin L'Meiser, which your mayor says and Chaman said it's also B'Meiser, that's talking about Achila. I think the Pasha the Cheshem at the end, it should be that you're talking about Achila for Meiser and of Paris. And Meir is saying that there's no din of the Tila of Achilas Paris. And the Chomer we're talking about, the Chomer is saying over there by Meister, there would be a Alach of Tila for Achilas Paris. The Mishnah in Bikurim is talking about Paris, and it's going like your mayor. So there's no din by Meiser either. Now I'm just talking about eating bread, and that applies to Chulin and to Meiser also. Okay, Sirashi. Bikurim Kriyim Chumma, Damar Mar, Vachon Sidachela, Bikurim Kachen Kachumma. Tar refers to Bikurim as one time as Chumma Sidachel, and therefore, there's actually more than one time the Torah appears. Therefore, it has halachas. We learn many halachas of Chumah to Bikurim because of that pasuk. Chayim leh misa zor ha'ochel meizah. The person who's not supposed to eat them eats them b'meizah. He's chayim misa. They shemaim the sibah meizah boy ki yichal aluhu. V'samach leh v'chol zor lo yechol kodesh. And that pasuk v'chol zor lo yechol kodesh is actually not referring to kodesh. It's referring to b'chol inyam v'daber b'chumah. It's referring to Chumah. Which is also holy. It's not referring to Kachim, it's referring to Chumah. V'chemish, Eichlim B'Shageg, person eats it by not realizing, and has to pay at a chemish, to see V'ish ki yechol kodesh b'shkogo, v'yasav chemish yisoy olov. So he replaces it, and he adds a chemish. What's the Zorim? There's an issur to give it to Zorim B'lav, it's a lot, which is chayav b'shkogo shibar. It's a lot, which is chayav b'shkogo shibar. There's a chiyav malchus. Venus a Koyan, the Kaddish Ben is a Isha. You can use it to Makadish a woman, Malikas Bidameyam Avodim, which calls a Behemoth Tamea. You can use it to purchase items. Mashashani money, you cannot use anything other than food. You can't be Makadish an Isha with it, according to Meir. Well, Mechon and Meir, Apochus, there's no din bitzel in less than 100. Alakolachulan also the term, if it falls into less than 100, it's time, the 100 times of the item which fell in. The whole thing becomes also for non-Kahanim to eat, because it was not bottle. Ton Rechitz is Yedayim. We have the Tehil Yedayim. Fish HaSheni Ois HaShlishi, because the Shleni, which is Tamei Damer HaSheni, would generate a Shlishi, make them Tamei. Yedayim goes aleim tumas sheni. We gave Yedayim a halacha b'sheni. Fichu poislos is a chuma im loy nolan. So touching chuma, we make a chuma tomei. So you have to wash your hands. Behar shemesh in nitma tuma deraisa. We have a tuma deraisa. That is true. Tuma drabonon. Even by chuma meiser does not need har shemesh. Going to mikvah sufficient. But chuma deraisa needs har shemesh. With tavol, his tomei. It was terrible. Still, in oichel b'tshuma, actually, Arab Shimshoy ben Yevam is Yefina Mekroy. Can't eat tshuma till the night time. Moshe ain't came b'meiser, ain't misa. There's no chiyah misa b'neshemayim. Ben chomish no fifth. Ben also lezorim. She kol atzmi necho lezorim. The whole mitzvah of it is eaten by non kahanim. Now, what do you mean? There's no chomish. There is a chomish. If you want to be part of Moshe Sheni, you have to add a fifth. The chemish you're talking about over here is a punishment for eating it, a replacement for eating it, and that's talking about the law. If you're being tired, it's two different types of chemish. The Mitchum opinion, there's no law of opinion. Master Sheni has something which they don't have, which is that has a law of opinion. They're not owned by the person. Likness by Avodim, with Kikos. You can buy whatever you want with it. You can only eat it, drink it, or smear it on. You don't have to wash your hands. There's no dinam shlishi by Maaseh Sheni. And the Ton Harab Shemesh, the Kabbalah and Tobol, but Allah is Oichel by Maaseh. That aloha that the tumah goes off regards the Master Sheni just with the tefillah alone, and tumah needs more. Those are psukim in Yevamos. The more brought a Mishnah in
Parah. Land with Master Sheni.
You cannot. I'm sorry, what's that?
You can only eat, drink, or anoint yourself with Master Sheni.
Correct.
But you can't buy land to slaves.
Correct. Kol tom be'ez ma'ayim ed'ibri serfim, kol shub tormen ha'tara. Everything was...
Le'evi?
No difference.
Once it's given to the Le'evi.
That's Master Rishon. This is Master Sheni.
Oh.
Master Rishon, you're right. The Le'evi can do whatever he wants with it. Kol shub tormen ha'tara. Everything which is midrash is Torah, but Chachamim goes all of Tuma. Chachamim created Tuma called Hanat Tumin, and we said the Shabbos Parakama, the holders of the we have in the Yudkas Dabur, many different types of Tumas. Elu person is a Tuma, Oichol Rishon, Oichol Chosheni, person eats through Oichol Rishon, Oichol Chosheni, he becomes Tomei. So all of these things which are Tom Bias Mayim, Matame is a Kurdish. Klamer nosnu aleim tumas sheni. They get a dinner with tumas sheni, not tuma. But sheni matam as a kurdish. Lias kare tome. Sheni makes kurdish into something which is still in itself is tome. A postal, and that shlishi which it makes, postal oid esrevi, takes up the word aleim. And that will make a revi still. So it generates a shlishi, which can make a revi. Pesel is truma li pesel he atzma. in itself becomes non-usable. Avayna Paselis Acher Lasses Revi. It does not generate a Revi by Truma. I tell you, I never understood this halacha 100%. I mean, I always was confused. So this sheni touches Truma. Now the Truma touches Kurdish. Is the Kurdish Revi or not? If it is, so Truma also was not just possible, it's also Matame. It's possible vis-a-vis Truma, it's able. Elamai, you said the Gabi Truma, we just gave it a lot of that it itself is possible, it can't generate any Truma at all. So even if it touches a Kurdish, it will not generate a Revi. Like, why would they do that? So that always left me confused. I looked around a few times, didn't see anything clear on it. And what's the chulin? Lechol chulin. You got to eat chulin. Miloy ketani yveno epoisel se chulin. The language wasn't, it doesn't poisel. It says mutter, lechol lishin the mutter, I feel a lechol namasha. Not just touching it, but even eating it. You can do whatever you want with it with chulin. And for mice. Okay. Tomorrow says bechila. My season, our mishnah, the matzich, netila, is bechila kamer. It's talking about eating. The Mishnah in Bikurim is talking about touching. Whereas the Adikam Lepligi, he adds in the following. The Bach adds in Bar Kochel Chodek Tani Osir B'Maiser Doshan Achilahi. The Mishnah in Pora, the Chomer or Oisim B'Maiser, that's referring to Achila. Dimenagiyash Sheni, just touching, like Posel B'Maiser. We know that would not make Maiser Posel. So the Chomer, we're saying that you as a Sheni can't eat Maiser because then you're putting the Maiser into him who is a Sheni. But him touching it would have to make it a shlishi. There's nothing a shlishi by Meister. So that the Mishnah Par is talking about Achila. And Remeir, the Shmuel, the Remeir, the Omar, Mutter Bachila. Remeir said the lotion of Mutter Lechulon Meister. He said, totally Mutter, you got to eat it. He said, no. If the Galei Bachila, the Meister, so you can't eat Meister. But eating Meiser, eating Chulin, they didn't argue. Because the Mishnah is talking about Achila, and Remeir says both eating Chulin and Meiser is Mutter. The Chulin says, no, eating Meiser is awesome. Eating Chulin is Mutter, without Matila. So our Mishnah supposedly is talking about Achila, you have to wash your Achila, it's not Remeir, it's not the Rabbanim, it's Nisi Moni. My answer is kind of killing the peri. How does only Mashain came to Meiser? The Mishnah Bikurim is talking about Bachila the peri comer. It's talking about eating fruit. And there, Meiser, there's no Isser at all, even eating it. We have a Truma boy Natila, but by Truma, there is a lacha of Natila. Not only for eating it, Shafila b'mago poisel the sheni poisel the truma. So by the mashenka by truma isn't just that you can't eat it. Paris of truma, not bread, but paris of truma, you can't eat without natila. You can't even touch without natila. So, but what it says, but by ma'isa there's no din natila. I mean, even achila the peri is no din natila. One second. So then, the Mishnah Bikurim could go like Remeir and the Rabbanan, because Remeir and the Rabbanan are arguing by case of Achila of Meiser Sheni. Remeir was about to even Achila of Meiser Sheni. And the Chum say Achila of Meiser Sheni. No. We don't know what the Chum hold in regards to the Gia. They could agree by the Gia Meiser Sheni that it's Mutter. right? Terabonan. Another yodav, person washes his hands. Niskave, he had intent when he washes his hands. Yodav to hers. Lo niskave, yodav to meis. He didn't think when he was washing his hands, the same purpose of the tahara, his hands are not torn. Chenematva yodav, cases where you need tefillah, niskaven, yodav to haris, lo niskaven, yodav to meis. Chenemar kasha, v'atanya bein niskaven, bein lo niskaven, yodav to haris, that his hands are torn even without kavana. Amar nachman le kasha, kam lechulin, kam lemais. So for chulin, the tefillah works even if no kavana. You know, it's better that they have kavana. A ma'isha, without kavana, it doesn't work. We know tamra the chulin loybo kavana. And where do I learn out that there's no aloch of kavana by chulin? Now, remember, the Mishnah says there is aloch of kavana by tefillah by chulin. I was going to ask that. Ditnan, we learned the Mishnah Mikvos, Gal Shenitlash, a wave which came in and detached itself from the water. You know, it became a very high wave and it flew up in the air and detached. Some of the water flew off and the spray came down. But this piece which came down, was 40 saws worth of water. V'nofal ala olim balakelim, the luck is to her, that's a valid tefillah. It's a tire of the person. Tani Adam Dumi the Kalim. We're equating Adam and Kalim. Ma Kalim Dlomikavni of Adam Dlomikavin. So by Kali, when the person puts it in the mikvah, we say, okay, the person's act of putting in the mikvah, the shame tevila is called kavan. When the person is, the keli is sitting there and the water just comes on it, obviously there's no kavana for tahara. So, and we're saying that case of Adam along the same line. So in the case of a person just standing there minding his own business, gets drenched by a gal of 40 saw, and he's tore without any kavana. Where says Zumimai? No. How do we know? Dilma b'yoyshev u'mitzapa emes ha'yitolish ha'gal askinan. Remember the case where a person put himself there waiting for the gal to come. And the case of Kalim, dumi da'adam. The case of Kalim also. It was along those lines. That ma'adam debar kavano. Just like a person is a case where he's able to have kavano. Of Kalim, the Mekavim, the case of Kalim, was you put the Kalim there in that spot specifically for the water to come onto them. The same way we say it's called Kavana. You put the Kalim in the mikvah, it's called Kavana when you put it there that the water should land on it. So we have no raya that there's no alaka of Kavana by Chulam at this point in time. So there's here.